very short little piece of music. So it's got a story, and I'll tell you about that album in a second. But before that, we heard that, to begin the set, two songs by Maya Asiya Rose. We heard Kagetsi Yatsi and Love Doctor. So the first one was, sounded like folk music, vocals, gospel almost. And then the second song was some dub reggae, Love Doctor. And both are from the album Mars the Warrior 2020. Maya Asiya Rose. And from the Gaborone, the big city in Botswana. So, in between, though, after her, we heard a song by, credited to Tsao, Rudy, and Kagiso. The songs We Have Been Abandoned by the World, and the album is Ta, T-A-A, exclamation mark, came out last year. So we're going to hear more from this. This is a very, very interesting field recording, basically, of these musicians who are from a remote part of the country and who speak a language called Ta, T-A-A. And apparently, this is one of the most... one of the languages on Earth with some of the most phonemes or sounds in the... This is kind of distracting background music, I admit. So this language, T-A-A, Ta, has 112 sounds, the most of any language in the world. And English, by contrast, has about 44 sounds. Italian has 32. However, there are only 2,500 Ta speakers remaining, and the language is classified as dying. So this is an album documenting this language. It's done by very triumphant fellow Ian Brennan, who has produced many albums from African musicians, and this is his 11th volume in the acclaimed Hidden Music series. So he goes around like a... His name Lomax, old field recorder who went around with old record technology, making records of old, really old songs that were disappearing. So, Ian Brennan has traveled to the back roads of Botswana to record these Ta speakers, and the language itself, in the language, Ta translates to human being, making its threat of extinction all the more poignant. The language living in the people, not on the page. So some of the sounds are like that clicking sound that you associate with South African music. You're going to hear that in the next track. And a lot of these are older musicians, people in their 80s and 90s who are documenting these songs that they maybe wrote, maybe heard, you know, from their parents, maybe like hundreds of years old. There's 16 tracks. Some of them are very short. Some of them sound like hip-hop, like the first one we heard there. They're all a little bit different with thumb pianos and with just like thumping, percussion, body percussion, whatever you can hit to make some rhythms. And yeah, we're going to hear next by an artist known as Kwasa, Q-A-S-A. The song is We Are the People of Love. And this album, once again, is Ta! ! T-A-A! ! Our language may be dying, but our voices remain. So, the Ta language of Botswana coming right at you here on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
It's a glamour, It's a glamaha, glamaha, I mean it's a glamaha, it's a guadamaha and gaquehana. I mean it's a glamaha, it's a hamaka, glamma be great, glamma be it's a glamaha, it's a ukers or who has a queer, do the aquatico, a glamam gaquehana, glamma be it's a achaka glamaha, it's a glamam gaquehana. I mean it's a glamaha, it's a achaka queen queen. Lekoze kwe, kaukoko kwe, ite kwa anukoka ite kwe. Glama ba ite glamaha, ite glamaha. Wena akuntabiki ite kirisa kye, ite amkaka kwenye ha. Glama be kwe, glama be ite glamaha, glama be kwe, ite amkaka kwenye. Kyu makuni ite kwe, nekoze kani ite zika kwe, nekoze kumte zikwa ite zika kwe. Kyu makuni ite kwe.
Khata khata kweska kiyamaseya narota khata kiyamaseya khata dis kwese kwensi kwetiwe hata nga kwasina kagong kwasina kama enkawata kwensko ma kurusko horemeta kwense kurumasi kwetiwe hata kwenkawama khata dis ngawsa kotiwe khata ma khata disquesa qensi masita ko tawani we khata qobe ya masia hata masi tawani we khata masia hata masi khoyani we khata masia qoye qobe tawati.
Oh yeah, so we just heard a set of music bookended by two tracks from this album from last year called Ta. Our language may be dying, but our voices remain. Various artists who sing songs in the Ta language. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but it's T-A-A, so I'm sticking with it. And oh, it's written very differently in the native script. It's like X-O-O-K-O. Oh, K-O-H. All right, got to figure that out. But yeah, it says a lot of click consonants and one count. Find that 82% of basic vocabulary items start with a click. I can't do that either. But yeah, perhaps the heaviest amount of clicks of any of the languages in Southern Africa. And the last track we heard was artist Kagiso and the song My Culture is the Most Beautiful. That, yeah, would it'd be nice to see the language written in the native language as well, but it just has the English translation of the titles. So before that, we heard, oh, beautiful, such pretty and happy track there. It was a band called Culture Spears. They seem very well known, very prolific. The song Sibi, featuring sort of a R&B rapper, Charma Gal, and that came from an album 2020 called Didi Mala Maratiwa. Culture Spears, right at ya. And before that, we heard another very cool band, modern Afropop, with of course some local elements, Seritsi and the Natives, and the song Hilang from their album 2021, I Am Africa. And they are from Gaborone, big city, capital, just right on the coast of South Africa as well. So, yeah, they're doing some, yeah, cool, more definitely a jazz influence in their music as well. You almost heard like a bit of salsa for a second there. Teased you for a moment. And, yeah, then we started with the piece from the Ta compilation, various artists, and we heard a song with some thumping percussion, and it was by Kasa, K-A-S-A. We are the people of love. And only about time for a couple more tracks here. I'm going to play some more metal. And, well, I was going to talk about elephants. There's a lot of elephants there. They've been threatening to send them to Europe because European... Oh, yeah, they threatened to send 20,000 elephants to Germany because Germany is criticizing the conservation and how it is actually still legal because of just the proliferation of elephants. Still legal to hunt elephants for ivory. So foreigners come in, spend a lot of money, big game hunting, and... Well, because there's so many elephants, they're like a threat to people, to farmland and stuff. They gave 8,000 elephants to Angola. They're just like, we have too many elephants. Somebody please come and adopt our elephants or take them away. So yeah, they've threatened to give a lot of elephants to Germany and say, hey, how would you like it? See how you deal with 20,000 elephants. So that's just a small number. I can't remember how many they have. Over 130,000 elephants. That's like, there's like basically one elephant for every 20 people. That would be a form of transportation. But anyway, right. So what were we talking about before elephants? Oh yeah. We're going to hear, an artist who was born in Gaborone during the apartheid situation in South Africa. So his background is actually South African, but he was born in Gaborone and now has moved back to South Africa as apartheid is thankfully long gone, and lives in Joburg now. So keyboardist Bokani Dyer, very cool artist. There's a huge jazz scene in South Africa. So from his newest record, Radio, Sitshaba came out last year. Yep. Here we're going to hear Tia Moya. Beautiful jazz music. Southern African style. Wandering Rhythms. 90.1 FM. CJSF Radio. Beautiful sounds of Bokani Dyer right there, based in Johannesburg, born in Gaborone, just across the border in Botswana. So the song was Tia Moa from Radio Sitshaba. And I got scrambled. I was going to play some metal, but I played that instead. But the metal is coming up next, the last song on this program. Yes, we have a show coming up next here on CJSF Radio, open mic, live in the station. And I'm going to end with a very cool mix. A lot of this, so I mentioned at the beginning, I played a track by Overthrust, band active since 2008. And that was like straight up thrash metal. But this one's one of the rare ones that actually mixes African percussion with the metal. And it's beautiful. It's a little bit of a classic now, 8 years old. This band is called Bankrupt Souls. They're from the city of Francistown in Botswana, and they've been active for a while. Hopefully still active, playing at some of the festivals there. So we're going to hear Zwandiwana by Bankrupt Souls here to end Wandering Rhythms, Botswana. I didn't have time, sorry, for Botswana hip-hop, but we did hear a little bit in the Thai language, some hip-hop-esque stuff. So, yes. Hope you enjoyed the eclipse day, even if you didn't get to see it like me. Hey, well, tough luck, I guess, geographically based. But love to all the humans, all the metalheads in Botswana, who I'm thinking of right now. Keep doing your freaky thing. And till the next time, Wandering Rhythms, Nick Legacy, I am, and signing out.
Manito de la Colombia.